Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We have such beautiful patriotic music in America. I just love it. Never gets old for me. I still get choked up. I still get a tingle. And we're going to play the national anthem a little bit later on and let it play all the way out. We're going to let it play out. It's 75 seconds long. Do you know that? The national anthem, when played properly, is 75 seconds long. That's not very long, minute. Just barely barely more than a minute. And a minute and a quarter. That's not very long, but it seems longer, doesn't it? Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, but today we're not talking about business. We're talking about Memorial Day. We're talking about the men and women who paid the ultimate sacrifice, who poured out the last full measure of devotion. As Lincoln said, who poured out the last full measure. Isn't that great language? Think about that language. The last full measure of devotion. When you're devoted to something, that's, you're all in. And Lincoln said, these men, and he was talking about the Battle of Gettysburg, and he didn't differentiate between the sides. He said, these men poured out the last full measure of devotion to their countries, to their country. And, you know, folks, we walk around in this country, and we have all kinds of benefits. It's a beautiful place to live. It's the best place to live in the world. People are dying to get here, literally. They're risking their lives to get here. They're doing everything, and they have been now for a long, long time. And they come here for liberty. They call it freedom, but I still say, I have a different opinion. I say freedom is from God. Liberty is what we made of that, is what our free men and women and our founders created something called liberty, which didn't exist, by the way. Hardly existed at all. It had a little bit in England, but not much else. Where else did they have liberty like we have in America? That's what's different about America from other countries, is the liberty that we have. But freedom is the word that's typically used, and it's the word that Kelly Strong was thinking about when he wrote this poem about 35 years ago. And this poem is called Freedom Isn't Free. And for years I quoted this poem, but I didn't know who it was, the author was. And then I found out, Kelly Strong, who was a member of the ROTC. He says, freedom isn't free. I watched the flag pass by one day. It fluttered in the breeze. A young Marine saluted it, and then he stood at ease. I looked at him in a uniform, and so young, so proud, so tall. With hair cut square and eyes alert, he stand out in any crowd. I thought how many men like him had fallen over the years, how many died on foreign soil, how many mothers' tears, how many pilots' planes shot down, how many died at sea, how many foxholes or soldiers' graves. No, freedom isn't free. I heard the sound of taps one night when everything was still. I listened to the bugler play and felt a sudden chill. I wondered how many times that taps had meant amen when a flag was draped on a coffin of a brother or a friend. I thought of all the children of the mothers and the wives, of fathers, sons, and husbands with interrupted lives. I thought about a graveyard at the bottom of the sea of unmarked graves in Arlington. No, freedom isn't free. My friends, I pray that we never forget those who pay so dearly for our freedom, for the continuation of the liberty that we have. And you know what else? Warts and all, America is not perfect. America has made, we've done things that we all have to look back on, but the world, our balance sheet against the world is pretty darned impressive. Warts and all, America has been a benefactor to the rest of the world. There are people who are voting today because of the inspiration of America. There are people who have freedom today and liberty because of what America has meant to, as a model around the world. That shining light on the hill that Reagan talked about. And when I think about what we still have, I think about my three friends. The three friends that I think about the most, and someone who was not a friend, but he was known to someone who's close to me. Joel Mock was a boy that I grew up with in the neighborhood. He was 2 years older than me, but he was a great young kid. And what I liked about Joel Mock was that he stood up for the underdog. He wouldn't let anybody pick on little guys, and he died in Vietnam. Joel Forrester, I knew him in high school. What a great sense of humor, so smart. Joel Forrester, he died in Vietnam. Danny McGee and I worked together at Hardee's. My first job, flipping hamburgers, he was a full-time employee. He didn't have much professional prospects, and we were literally working at Hardee's. I was a senior in high school, and we used to box in the parking lot. He whipped me all over that parking lot. I outweighed him 50 pounds, and he still beat the heck out of me. He went to Vietnam as a Marine and came back in 6 weeks. Danny McGee. Joel Mock, Joel Forrester, Danny McGee. I remember them this day. Brad McCormick was killed in Iraq, in a member of my son's Marine unit in 2004. I remember him today, too, Brad McCormick. Remember those, ladies and gentlemen, those who you know, those who you don't know, on this Memorial Day in America. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.